The Path to Unconditional Love, Chapter 27, Shakti. That day, we went to the sea. The place was surprisingly similar to the place where Alessa and I had been resting, where I had been fooling around, fearlessly running down the steep stone slope, where I had made a wish to return. There was also a narrow coastal strip, covered with sand mixed with large pebbles. Behind us, layered cliffs, with boxwood shrubs and stocky fir trees with twisted trunks growing on the slopes and summit. The wish had been fulfilled. I had really returned to this region. But not just that. I had found the teacher and was ready to follow him, learning the wisdom and absorbing the truth through contact with his holy energy. The morning was hot and sunny, but by midday the sky was suddenly overcast with gray clouds. They thickened and frowned, driven by the hot wind. The sun rays sometimes broke through the thick curtain of clouds, and then the agitated waves began to play with the silver splashes of light. The teacher liked to swim during a storm. He stood waist deep in the water, which even the massive waves could not sweep him away. It was a fascinating sight. One by one, the waves rolled over the shore and receded, leaving white foam on the sand. They rose from the depths of the sea, grew, and gained strength, only to fall down in the next moment, sweeping away all possible obstacles. Only the teacher stood there, firmly, without any movement, and steadfast. You could look at them endlessly. They were beautiful. The wild, dangerous, raging element, and the one over whom it suddenly had no power. Some students also tried to imitate the teacher, having previously tied themselves to something on the shore with a rope, so that they could be pulled out of the sea as the wave knocked them off their feet and pulled them to the depth of its back sweep. As I watched, Brother Agni checked the notes of the rope again and fearlessly dove into the water. And then two more brothers began to tie themselves up in order to challenge the forces of nature, to test themselves and their strength.
Roxana, why don't we go for a swim too?
Serena asked eagerly, handing me the long rope she had just taken from our brothers. The girl's deep gray eyes shone with enthusiasm. I walked to the water edge and shivered as I imagined another wave crashing down on me. Another wave broke on the shore and, retreating, greedily licked my bare foot.
No,
I said, jerking my foot away from the water.
I'd rather look at the sea from the shore.
I helped Serena to tie one end of the safety rope firmly to the trunk of a nearby tree. After that, I sat down on the bank and found myself looking at the teacher again. Like a great hero, he fearlessly confronted the elements. I was in awe of him. I wanted to be with him always, at every moment of time. As with the great sage, as with a great person, and the finest, honorable man, I wanted to experience Tantra with him. I had only experienced it once before, and until now I had forbidden myself to even dream of experiencing it
with him. But the thought came to me so suddenly that for a moment I seemed to forget I needed to breathe. Could this ever happen? At that moment, I finally realized that I had fallen in love with the great sage. I realized that I really wanted to get into the circle of the priestesses who were always close to the teacher. This realization was so clear that I wanted to act immediately, though I had no idea how. Am I to tell someone? Should I start by telling Serena or go straight to the mentors? To the priestesses and ask them for advice? I wondered how they would take my wish. I was very unsure of myself and had terrible complexes, thinking that I, the way I was, could not be the same as the priestesses who surrounded the sage. So bright, so active. I was afraid to get a negative answer, to hear that I was unworthy, or that I should not even think about it. And then I looked back again at the teacher, who just at that moment dove right into a huge wave and swam, deftly working with his hands. It was now or never, I decided, and holding my breath, as if I, too, had been preparing to dive into the stormy sea, I dared to approach Isis. The girl was sitting on the beach, not far from me, holding a towel for the teacher. "I want to ask you something," I said, carefully, sitting down next to Isis on the pebbles. "May I?" "Of course." She smiled and looked at me kindly. I don't know how you'll take it, but I realized that I really want to be a priestess." I blurted out in one breath and froze, waiting for her reaction. I was very afraid that she would send me away out of jealousy, because Isis was also a priestess, which meant that she may very well see me as a competitor. Those few long seconds while I waited for an answer seemed like hours. But surprisingly, Isis did not become jealous, did not try to dissuade me, but on the contrary, met my desire favorably. "Good girl!" she exclaimed, and there was a flicker of genuine joy in her voice and the desire to help. "Of course, you should strive to be closer to the teacher, to be a priestess. The teacher is a man of all measures. He is like Christ, like Buddha. And it is a great fortune to be his Shakti," she said. "An ordinary man can only empty you. And with the energy of the sage, you will blossom, become something like him. As the saying goes, you live and learn from those you live with." She summed up. "A normal woman should always strive for the best partner. This is the most important thing." I felt the agitation drain away from me, giving way to a bright joy that filled my soul. I could not believe I had made up my mind, and I said it out loud. I could not believe it was so simple. I just had to say it to start moving in that direction. "Is this really happening to me?" I asked myself, and could not believe my happiness. While I was coming to my senses, Isis had already summoned the other priestesses. "I have very good news," she said as the girls gathered. "Roxana just told me that she wants to be a priestess of the teacher. Isis could not help but smile, and I felt that she was really glad that there was not even a hint of anything negative in her. The other priestesses also greeted the news with happy smiles and even applause. Congratulations! This is the only correct decision. That's great! This is the most important thing in life. Well done! They said together. Everyone rejoiced. And at that moment, even the clouds in the sky began to part, allowing the sun to light up the coast. How easy it was for me! I felt like I had just done the most important thing in my life. The only right thing to do. The one thing that would determine my entire future existence. So, gradually, the priestesses taught me how to dance properly, how to manage my sexual energy. And when everyone thought I was ready, on a suitable lunar day, they took me to a place of power for initiation into Shakti. We followed the course of the river Sochi to the sacred waterfalls of Ashik. It was stunningly beautiful here. On one side of us, there was a mountain slope up, densely overgrown with vegetation. On the other side of the river banks, it was quite high and also overgrown with greenery. In some places, the stream was very narrow, and we almost reached the branches of the trees that stretched out above the surface of the water. We knew that there was a track on top, but it was quite warm and the water was low, so we followed the course of the river, because it represented a line of power, an energy that helps to purify. Tell me about your previous partners, Isis asked suddenly, and I, a little surprised by this question, paused to think and immediately began to remember. The past relationships with men were very far away for me, as if many years had passed since then. There weren't many of them, I said. I dated a guy for 4 years. His name was Igor. He seemed to be simple and, at first glance, not bad. At first, it seemed that we had a passion with each other, maybe even an infatuation. And then, it became a habit. And I realized I didn't want to be with him. I didn't want to start a family or have children. I didn't want to go shopping with him and try on cheap clothes that he bought me as if they weren't Chinese knockoffs with crooked seams, but some designer outfits. I didn't want his face in front of me every day. For what? Just because it's necessary to have someone around? Not the best, not the worst, but my own? He was against my spiritual practices. He thought that I went to classes only for the sake of the mentor. He started getting jealous and making scenes. When I told him we should break up, he went crazy. He didn't want to let me go, so he started calling me names, all sorts of bad words, saying I was a whore and so on. Although I'd never cheated on him in our 4 years together. Then, the next day he apologized, gave me some pathetic bunch of flowers or something, and crawled in front of me, almost on his knees. And then, when I decided to give our relationships another chance, I realized that it wouldn't change. Talking about Igor, I even wonder to myself, how could I tolerate such a thing? How could I live in such filth? To be around such an unworthy man. Then I told her about a few other guys who were present in my life. They were short-lived affairs. Nothing serious came out of those relationships. Even then, with some sixth sense, I knew that neither of them were decent men. Now you will have many spiritual practices to purify the dirty, stinking energy of the scum. Not worthy man. Isis said, after listening carefully to my story. From this energy comes all the troubles, diseases, poverty, and failures in life. I remembered that one of them had been calculating how much he had spent on movies, ice cream, lemonade, and so on, and had presented the bill when I decided to break up with him. You see how ugly life is, said Isis. It is not healthy to communicate with such people. Regina, who, like the other priestesses, was walking along and heard my story, told me that her former scum was so stingy that he would save on condoms and wash a single one, smear it with Vaseline, and use it again. And when it tore, he would start mending it. He would dry this condom on a rope along with his smelly socks. Creepy! Think of the dirty energy of such scum, said Isis. And you must purify yourself so that the teacher does not feel this stench, this garbage. So, as we were talking about men, we reached the river as heck and the first waterfall. The rocks, at this point, were arranged in a semicircle, forming a large bowl, at the bottom of which was a small lake. The water flowed into it, falling beautifully from the very center of this mountain bowl. Now you need to get under the waterfall and do a spiritual practice, said Isis. Get rid of negative energy. I stepped into the lake, getting tuned in to the upcoming practice. As I stood under the gushing water from above, I began to imagine how streams of dirt were being washed away from me. Black clots dripping from my body, especially from my female organs, from the womb. And with these streams of water went all the negative energy that had struck to me after communicating with unworthy men. After that, we began to climb the mountain to the place where the waterfall flowed, and then went along the course of the river Ashek to the second waterfall. I asked, "How do you all live with the teacher? Why doesn't he choose one of you?" "One will not cope with all the things and help the teacher," said Aliona. "Besides, the great sage has so much power that it takes a lot of priestesses to balance it. And because there are many of us, the teacher gives everyone a chance to grow and develop quickly. Such fast perfection couldn't happen if we would not be connected to the teacher on the Svatistana level, and even more so if we were with ordinary men. It was the Master who showed his mercy by accepting us all as priestesses so that we would all become enlightened in one lifetime. It's better to eat cake with friends than shit alone, Isis added. The second waterfall was like a grotto. I slowly entered the waters of its lake up to my waist, literally, physically feeling the concentration of subtle energy in this place. The water in this waterfall, as well as in the first one, was icy, transparent, and very clean. I took a deep breath and quickly sank into the lake with my head as I exhaled. The cold burned my body, and a wave of goosebumps immediately ran over it. But my body quickly adapted to the cold water, and I soon warmed up and began to swim with pleasure, cleaning my womb from sense contacts with unworthy men. This grotto really reminded me of the womb, which was very symbolic. After bathing in this waterfall and performing spiritual practices to purify energy contacts with unworthy partners, we walked around the waterfall to the left. The path was very narrow, and to avoid falling, we held on to the trunks of boxwood. Before reaching the last waterfall, we swam across two more lakes and reached the largest waterfall, where we began to charge with power, swimming in the lake created by its stream and feeling the splashes. After the spiritual practices in the waterfalls, I felt cleansed and light, as if I were 10 years younger. I began to see terrible worms, slugs, and spiders that came out of my body, and especially from my womb. "Congratulations," said Isis. "Now you have become Master Shakti, able to receive his holy energy and carry out his divine will. This is a special river, and gold was mined upstream. Soon we will go there too, where there is a special place of power. And we will also purify ourselves in the canyon of the Ats, Ushko, and Yegoshka, to prepare you even more to accept the power of the sage. Nothing purifies like nature and places of power, but there will be other spiritual practices that will prepare you for Tantra with the teacher. The Great One will make you a goddess." Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazonone.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.